Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we're going to see gradually clearing skies, temperatures in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 42. As we enter Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 66. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain showers, low of 45, and Wednesday, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 36.
Get away the way you want with a new travel trailer by Forest River from Boss Motors in Marysville. From a lightweight, easy-to-tow bumper hitch model to fifth wheels as economical or as luxurious as you want, see the full line of Forest River travel trailers for yourself at Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Officials closed Interstate 70 west of Hayes and most other highways in western Kansas yesterday because of heavy snow from spring storms moving across the plains this weekend. The Kansas National Guard had 14 stranded motorist assistance recovery teams patrolling roads in western Kansas in search of stranded motorists over the weekend. Many emergency storm shelters were opened up to help those seek refuge from the storm and cold temperatures as thousands lost power due to heavy snowfall taking down power lines. Topeka police saying four men are dead, including a suspected gunman, after a shooting at a home in Topeka, part of a private business providing in-home care for people with special needs. Topeka police say the four men pronounced dead at the scene, another male victim taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The suspected gunman died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95 and earn double O Rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Three western Kansas men accused of plotting to attack Somali immigrants at a Garden City apartment complex asking for a delay in their federal trial. Attorneys for Curtis Wayne Allen, Patrick Eugene Stein, and Gavin Wayne Wright jointly filed the motion Friday. Federal prosecutors joined in the request. Hutch News reports U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren did not immediately act on the motion. The trial is currently scheduled to begin on the 13th of June. This Thursday marks the 10-year anniversary of the Greensburg tornado. That deadly storm ripped through the small Kiowa County town in 2007, killing 12 people, 10 in Greensburg, 1 in Pratt County, and 1 in Stafford County, and it also destroyed 95% of the community of Greensburg. KWCH-TV reports that the EF5 tornado remained on the ground for about 65 minutes, traveling more than 28 miles, and was measured at nearly 1.7 miles in width. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. An attempt to slash funding for abortion providers could force healthcare centers throughout the state to cut services or close. Language in the state's budget would allow officials to prioritize certain healthcare providers over others when awarding federal Title X family planning money. Critics say it could strip funding from Planned Parenthood and from health centers that specialize in reproductive health, even if they don't provide abortions. A large crowd expected at this week's hearing on Nebraska's route for the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. pipeline. The Nebraska Public Service Commission planning a day-long hearing Wednesday in York to accept comments on the $8 billion project. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports groups that oppose the pipeline plan to bus people from Lincoln and Omaha to York for the hearing. And after a late winter storm ravaged the plains with heavy snowfall and blizzard-like conditions, more seasonal temperatures warming on the way for this week. Mid-America Network News.
There's always need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and revisited a request from Community Memorial Healthcare for consideration of a sales tax to fund operations. Hospital Administrator Curtis Hawkinson and several hospital board members had returned at Commissioner's request with additional financial information after first proposing the idea of a 1% sales tax last year. At the suggestion of then-board chairman Charlie Loisau, a half-cent sales tax was proposed, but failed to gain a second to the motion. It's anticipated that a half-cent tax would generate around $1.5 million annually. Commissioners expressed concern with the recently imposed sales tax lid, which limits raising the mill levy beyond the rate of inflation without a public vote. That could force adoption of a sales tax to fund general county obligations at some point in the future. The county does not currently impose a sales tax. The hospital board was also cautioned that they would need to sell a sales tax to the voters. No decision was rendered Monday on the matter. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday advised they have scheduled a public meeting with the Washington City Council Monday, May 1st, 7 p.m., to discuss the potential for future improvements to B Street in Washington. Another public meeting to provide information on the Barnes Blacktop Road is slated Thursday evening, May 4th at 6 p.m. at the Barnes Firehouse. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and approved a petition request to annex property in the Vanuchtel Cemetery District. A resolution authorizing the county enter into an agreement with the city of Wetmore for renewing their neighborhood revitalization program was approved. Commissioners asked the county attorney to draft a permanent easement to allow the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital to purchase land lying between the hospital and the community building for a new heliport pad. Beatrice City officials approved a construction bid for $1.7 million for acquisition of 5.5 acres and construction to expand the Beatrice landfill. The bid was $1.5 million over a construction bond measure of $1.2 million approved by the Beatrice Solid Waste Agency previously. A proposed rate increase of around $2 per month for users would be implemented to fund the balance. The city will vote on that increase this fall. Construction is expected to begin in about a month and should be completed by fall. Richard L. Rick Saltz, age 65, of Blue Springs, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at the Westside Baptist Church. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Griffith Sivendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Rick Saltz. Vic Blaharchek, age 75, of Marysville, passed away. A visitation is planned 5 until 7 p.m. this evening at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Vic Blaharchek. Gerald V. Jerry Creven, age 82, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore, Mary Ellen of Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home at Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Creven. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken salad, wheat bread, vegetable soup, veggie plate, and grape salad. Tomorrow, Polish dogs, mashed potato, wheat bread, kraut, and cranberry sauce. Jacobus School and Community Calendar, JV golf team at Chapman, JV baseball team hosting Abilene. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have the low pressure system that is moving out of our area. This low will continue to push off towards the east as we head throughout the rest of the day. And we do have a high pressure system that will build overhead, bringing us gradually clearing skies and quiet weather as we head throughout the afternoon, continuing into tonight and tomorrow. But then more rain showers expected as another system moves across the central southern parts of the United States, bringing us a chance of rain Tuesday night through Wednesday and Wednesday night. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, gradually clearing skies, upper 50. Wind gusts as high as 35. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 42. Winds will be from the west between 10 and 15. As into Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 66. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain showers, low of 45. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, temperatures at 61 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Right at 4 inches of rain as it all came to an end late Sunday here at the studios in Marysville. Average high temperature, early May, 71, record high on this date, 91 in 1936. Average low, 49, the record low, 29 in 1903. Sunset this evening, 8:15, sunrise in the morning at 6:23. Again, with 4 inches of rain Thursday through Sunday, a flash flood warning has been issued for parts of our listening area. National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for the Big Blue River near Blue Rapids. At 3:15, the stage was at flood stage 26 feet with minor flooding forecast, and will rise above flood stage by early this morning, continuing to rise to near 27 feet. That will fall later this morning. At 26 feet, minor lowland flooding occurs from Marysville to Tuttle Creek Lake. A cloudy, overcast, but dry this morning, 36 degrees, breezy with a northwest wind at 10 to 15. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday. It's the 1st of May, May Day. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It was a day to remember for the Nationals and a day to forget for the Mets. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. It was a historic day for the Nationals against the Mets.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a long drive. Deep left field. Way back. This ball is gone. Goodbye.
On WJFK, Anthony Rendon becomes the second player in Major League history to finish a game with 3 home runs and 10 RBIs. Washington sets a franchise record for runs in the 23-5 win, and the bad day for the Mets began early. Starting pitcher Noah Syndergaard left the game with an injury in the second inning. In the NBA, the Jazz downed the Clippers on the road in Game 7.
George Hill to the rim, missed the layup, gets it back, gives to Hayward. Seven on the clock. Three ball! Bye!
On KZNS, Jazz win 104-91. It's their first playoff series win since 2010. In the early game, Boston beat Washington 123-111 in game one of their second round matchup in the Eastern Conference. In the NHL, after losing the first two games of round two at home, Anaheim went to Edmonton and beat the Oilers on the road.
Here's Josh Manson gaining the line for Anaheim. Wagner, a shot, and that's squeezed by Cam Talbot.
The call on 630 CHED, Jacob Silverberg scores twice. Anaheim wins at 6-3. In the other playoff game, Nashville beat St. Louis 3-1 to take a 2-0 series lead. Back to baseball, the Red Sox take advantage of a sloppy eighth inning from the Cubs.
And now stroke the stretch. The 2-2. In the dirt, it gets away. Here comes Hernandez. Marco to the plate. He scores!
On WEEI, Boston scored four in the inning. They take the rubber match against Chicago, winning it 6-2. The Padres used a long ball to down the Giants.
The 1-0 pitch is hit high and deep to left field. Hernandez is going back. He's at the wall. You've got to be kidding me, Will Myers. Another three-run homer. And this one puts the Padres ahead in the top of the 12.
On KBZT, San Diego beat San Francisco 5-2. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Former American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement may have already started. But what's going on in Canada? The nation stepped up incentives to their dairy processors to buy locally produced, not American, milk. And now there's another blow-up in the decade-old spat over Canadian software lumber subsidies. The U.S. is imposing some countervailing duties. Stallman, at the Farm Foundation Forum on NAFTA, was asked if Canada is posturing ahead of any renegotiation.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One, was this a message being sent, in essence, about, you know, the future of the negotiation and the fact that we're going to negotiate very forcefully, you know, or was this more or less coincidental? And I'm not sure where the truth lies.
Stallman then pointed to comments a day earlier by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
And you can't separate any of these and isolate them. He said, and I'm maybe misquoting him, but he basically said, in trade, everything is related. And, you know, so there you have it. I mean, these are two issues. There are a multitude of other issues that are there. You know, the positions and the posturing that the U.S. takes on these, you know, you could consider as the opening round of the negotiation.
Well, Mexico has already started to posture on NAFTA, and with its threat to buy its corn from Argentina and Brazil instead of the U.S. Stallman said the U.S. should be forceful and strong in any reworking of NAFTA, but should do nothing that undermines the big gains U.S. agriculture has made since the trade deal was brokered in 1993. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Wheat Quality Council Wheat Tours, the hard red winter wheat segment thereof, begins today. It will start and end in Manhattan, Kansas. This wheat tour involves Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma. It begins, as we said, today in Manhattan and will run through Thursday afternoon, and that will once again be back in Manhattan, Kansas. And the group will tour wheat fields in Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma. We will be keeping track of the tour and bringing you results of some of the activities over the course of each day as we go through our day here at Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat Quality Council tour begins today in Manhattan, Kansas, runs through Thursday afternoon. This is the hard red winter wheat segment of the tour involving Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma. We'll keep you up to date here on Mid-America Ag Network. In other news, cereal herbicides to control annual weeds need to be applied when weeds are still in the rosette stage of growth and during periods of mild weather. According to one agronomist, most herbicides perform poorly once the weeds start to bolt and the winter wheat starts to develop a canopy. Agronomist Brent Lackey says it's important to get control of those weeds early.
Well, herbicides should be applied to minimize the impact of annual weeds on wheat growth and development. Numerous weed species can be problematic in wheat, and dandelion, mare's tail, Canada thistle, and ragweed will begin to emerge soon. There are a number of herbicides available for control of winter annual broadleaf weeds and wheat.
Lackey says it's also important to plan ahead.
Well, growers should first start by reviewing the previous year's herbicide applications, determining what worked well, what less well.
And, of course, he says it's very important to read and follow label directions. Ag News, America Ag Network.
May is Beef Month. It's the time for barbecue grills to get warmed up for those great-tasting burgers and steaks.
Woohoo!
Did you know that 95% of all American farms are family-owned, and farmers and ranchers protect and manage nearly 5 million acres of grasslands and wildlife species? Join our American cattlemen and celebrate Beef Month and eat beef. Beef Month is brought to you by these beef supporters.
Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron, your authorized Renke dealer in western Kansas. Anyone who knows Circle H Center Pivot Repair already knows we make mud look good. Valley Vet. Shop online at valleyvet.com or call 1-800-419-9524. Valley Vet Supply, proud supporter of Kansas beef. Pokey Feeders in Scott City, Kansas is promoting a new quality of beef while leading the industry in feeding performance. Pokey Feeders.
Support your local farmers and ranchers with National Beef Month. Who knew that food you crave can be so good for you?
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. It seems that essential to American agriculture is a Secretary of Agriculture. And finally, Sonny Perdue, the former governor of Georgia, is on the job.
I must say, with all the humility I can muster, I think the president must have saved the best for last.
More from Sonny Perdue after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
One of the first things that Sonny Perdue did after being sworn in as Agriculture Secretary was get in front of USDA employees and take off his necktie and roll up his sleeves. He says you don't often need a necktie when you're working in agriculture, and he wanted to roll up his sleeves and get to work.
Everybody likes to be where they're wanted, and what I felt as I walked in this morning is that I was wanted here, and that's what we want to give everybody a feeling.
Perdue told the gathering at the USDA offices, which included former Secretary John Block, who was on hand, that the USDA should be in business to serve the consumer, whoever that consumer happens to be.
As a department, my vision for the Department of Agriculture in the United States of America is to be the best run, the best managed, the best regarded agency in this country with the best reputation. Can we do that? I believe we can.
Sonny Perdue was the last cabinet member to be nominated and one of the last to be sworn in, prompting him to say,
I must say, with all the humility I can muster, I think the president must have saved the best for last.
And at his confirmation hearing, he noted his background in agriculture.
As a youngster growing up on a dairy farm and a diversified row crop farm in the middle of Georgia, I never really fully realized the blessings of purposeful, meaningful work would serve me as well as they have in my life.
As with many farm boys and girls, he was a bit of an athlete.
Where I walked on to play football for the University of Georgia Bulldogs. Play's probably not the operative word, but I was on the team.
In the classroom at the University of Georgia, Sonny Perdue's focus was on veterinary medicine.
Having been influenced by Dr. Davis, a kind and gentle veterinarian who cared for our dairy herd.
his first practical application of what he learned in vet school came during active military duty.
I signed up for an early commissioning program, United States Air Force. As I finished my veterinary education in 1971, I was assigned to Columbus, Ohio as base veterinarian, whose primary responsibilities were food safety, public health, and sanitation.
After his discharge, he entered a veterinary practice in North Carolina. However,
even though our practice was thriving, I missed our farm and my former agricultural way of life.
So he moved back to Georgia. More about Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue tomorrow. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, May the 3rd, starting 11 o'clock a.m. We'll have 25 Angus, Sim Angus, Red Angus, and Hereford bulls. They'll be from 14 months to 2 years of age. They'll be followed by over 100 black-white-faced Hereford and Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by sign. We'll have 200 black-white-faced and crossbred cow-calf pairs, 3 years to older. Fall-bred cows include from the cow-calf ranch. We'll have 31 big fancy calf-fed vaccinated Sim Angus fall-bred heifers. They'll be AI bred to calve September and October. We'll have 110 black-white-faced cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls and black Simmental bulls for September-October calving. There will be over 100 Angus and crossbred Springer cows and bred heifers, plus 25 calf-fed vaccinated Angus replacement heifers. To consign cows or for more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 3rd, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check the website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees, breezy this morning with a northwest wind 10 to 15. Cloudy overcast prevails, but showers finally tapered off Sunday. We totaled right at 4 inches of rain here at the studios in Marysville since it all began Thursday. Warming into the 50s today, 60s tomorrow. Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 7 black first calf bred heifers, 8 months pregnant, due June 1st. 14 black and red families, black calves at side, running age. 5 Holstein bred heifers, red Holstein. And 1 red Sim Angus bull, vaccinated, 2 years old. 3 red Sim Angus breeding bulls. These early consignments online at Beatrice77.net, featuring a cattle sale every Monday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It's been 5 years since the Kansas City Royals have had an April start that's been this gloomy, and yesterday didn't help things. Miguel Sano homered and drove in 5 runs, helping the Minnesota Twins beat the slumping Kansas City Royals 7-5 yesterday for the Royals' 9th straight loss. Sano posted his 4th consecutive multi-hit game. He has 11 hits in his last 16 at-bats. He drove in 9 runs in the 2-game rain-abbreviated series. Sano connected in the 3rd after Jason Hamill walked Byron Buxton and Max Kepler. He added run-producing singles in the 4th and 6th innings. It's the longest slide for Kansas City since a 12-game skid back in April